They are called Shruti. Shruti means the subject matter which is without devotion, simply we go on hearing for millions of years, or that will not also hurt. Bhakta Sruta Gritara. This is the process of understanding absolute knowledge. Please note these points. What are the process? First thing is that one must be faithful. Second thing is that he must be thoughtful. The third thing is that he must have knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am not this body. And then detachment. As soon as I am convinced that I am not this body, then why should I take so much care for the body? Let me take care of myself. And as soon as these qualifications are fulfilled, then you can see within yourself what you are. Pashyanti atmanam cha atmani. And all these things is on the basis of devotional service and by the process of hearing from the authoritative source. These are the qualifications for understanding absolute truth. Now, atapung vidija sreshtha varnasrama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosana. Now, it is clearly stated here that what is that absolute truth? Because as soon as you understand absolute truth, then there must be a process of activity. The process of activity, just like we do sometimes business, first of all we understand each other and make an agreement. Then there will be business procedure. And then next stage is profit. Anyway, you take it, suppose a boy and a girl agrees to get themselves married. So that is called agreement. Yes, I shall marry you, you shall become my husband, you shall become my wife. That is agreement. Then they should live together as an husband and wife, and the result is that they get good child, very nice child. Lovely child. So everything, first there is to establish relationship. The next work is to act on that relationship. And the result and then enjoy. So similarly, if we understand what is absolute truth, the absolute truth is already mentioned, that we understand the absolute truth in three phases. First of all, impersonal Brahma. Second, localized Paramatma, Super Soul. And the ultimate, last is the Supreme Personality of God. So if you at all understand that Supreme Personality, Godhead, is the cause of all causes, I am also one of the effects of that cause, then what is your duty? That duty is mentioned here, that atapung vidija sreshtha varnasrama vibhagasa. Speech was being delivered by Suta Goswami amongst great sages. So he is addressing, my dear learned Brahmins, all the sages, they are Brahmins. So, my dear learned Brahmins, atapung vidija sreshtha varnasrama vibhagasa. According to the division of social system, what are the division? The first class man is a Brahmin, full of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. The second class man is the administrator, maintaining the state. And the third class man, economic development, mercantile people. And fourth class man, the laborer class. This is the division of the society. There is division of spiritual advancement. What is that? That brahmachari, the beginning of spiritual life. Then grihastha, householder, to lead just like gentlemen with responsibility, with spiritual view, householder. Then Vanaprastha, retired life. Then sannyas, renounced life. These are the divisions, varnasrama vibhava. Varna means four divisions of the social system, and ashram means four divisions of spiritual enlightenment. So, here it is said, my dear Brahmins, learned Brahmins, according to the division of the social status and spiritual status, everyone's duty is, what is that duty? Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got particular, specific occupational duty. A Brahmin has got occupational duty, the Kshatriya has occupational duty, similarly Brahmachari, householder, and retired, everyone has got specific duty. That is mentioned in all the Shastras, in the Bhagavad Gita is also that is mentioned, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam is also mentioned, and one is to be understood what he is according to his quality and work, not by birth. When it is default, it is taken on the basis of birth, but actually in the Shastras or scripture, there is no question of birth. Anyone can become a Brahmin, anyone can become a Kshatriya, anyone can become a Sannyasi, anyone can become a Brahmachari, provided he acts according to the quality of the world. So, here Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanusthitasya Dharmasya, everyone has got a particular type of occupation and duty, but the ultimate goal of that duty is saṃsiddhi haritoṣana. If you want to make perfection of your duty, then you have to satisfy the Supreme Law. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be a brahmachari, you may be a householder, you may be a in the renounced order of life, and you may be a liberal class, you may be a Brahmin, or you may be an administrator, whatever you may be, that doesn't matter. But your duty, your occupational service will attain perfection when you try to satisfy the Supreme Law by your occupation. That is called Krishna consciousness. There is no harm that one is born a liberal class or uneducated, or one is very learned, or one is born of a very high family. These material qualifications has nothing to do for spiritual evolution. Spiritual evolution is that you have to satisfy with the with your talent, with your capacity, with your work to satisfy the Supreme Law. That is your perfection. That is your perfection. It does not mean, suppose you are a businessman and you are doing some business. Now, it does not mean that because you are businessman, your perfection will be when you become a man like Rockefeller or Ford. That is not perfection. Perfection is that whether you are satisfying the Supreme Law by your occupation. It doesn't matter what you are doing or what is your income. You will be surprised to know that Lord Chaitanya had a very poor friend in his childhood. He had a poor friend. His name was Sridhar. His income was daily, in those days, 500 years before, his income was, say, about 5 cents daily. Not even that. Suppose 5 cents. So out of that 5 cents, he would spend 2 half cents for Ganga Puja, for worshipping Mother Ganges. And with the balance, 2 half cents, he will maintain his family. So, similarly, there are many instances. So it doesn't matter what is your income, 5 cents or $500. You must try to satisfy according to your capacity the Supreme Law. That's me. There are many examples. Just like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya. When he retired from his service, he was government minister. He brought home golden coins, a boat full of gold. That, just imagine how much the amount was. But he divided like this. 50% of his accumulated wealth he spent for Krishna. There are many expenditures for Krishna. If you ask how we can spend for Krishna, the Society for Krishna Consciousness give you very nice program. If you have got millions of dollars to spend, we can give you program. Unfortunately, you are not getting. But our program is ready. For Krishna consciousness, we can spend any amount of money. Rupa Goswami, he gave 50% to the persons who are working for Krishna consciousness. 25% he gave to his relatives, because they expect something. If I am a family man, I got my children, my wife, so they expect something. So they must be given, but 25%, not all. And 25% he kept for himself, so that in times of emergency, because as soon as my money is gone out of my hand, I have no control. We have recently lost $6,000. As soon as the check is out of the hand, and not here in our New York, so as soon as the check is out of hand, now it is gone. It is gone. Therefore, we should keep something, because after all we have got this material body. Either I pay to Krishna, Krishna consciousness spent, that cannot be returned. Now if I give to my relative something, that is also not returned, then what to me if I am in danger, if I am in some difficulty? So something must be kept for you also. So this is the process. So everyone should try. Now it is clearly stated that sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi. Sansiddhi means the complete perfection. Complete perfection is to satisfy the Supreme Law. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritoshana. Now how to make satisfaction of the Supreme Lord? That is stated here. Tasmādekena manasā bhagavān sātvatāṅapatihi srotavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujyascha nittasaha. The satisfaction is how you can satisfy the Supreme Law. That is also stated here. What is that? Ekena manasā, with one attention, not diverting your attention to so many things. Simply, fixing your attention on the Supreme Law. Tasmād ekena manasā bhagavān. Now, here the Bhagavad does not say brahmeti paramātmeti. The absolute truth is Brahma, Paramatman, Bhagavān. That is mentioned. But here, when I have to give attention, then must be the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, where I am going to give attention? If the impersonal feature, if I think impersonal feature, it is very difficult where to fix up my mind. Therefore, impersonal feature, Brahma is not said. Ekena manasa. Then, super soul. Super soul is within you. That is understood by meditation. Impersonal absolute truth is understood by philosophical process, speculation, and the super soul is understood by meditation. So, and Bhagavan, Bhagavan is practical, just like we are interested in Krishna. Here is Krishna, Krishna's form is there, Krishna's color is there. Krishna's helmet is there, Krishna's advice is there, Krishna's instruction is there, Krishna's sound is there, everything Krishna. Everything Krishna, there is no difficulty. But if you turn your attention to the impersonal and to the super soul, it is very difficult. It's very difficult. You cannot fix your attention to the impersonal. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that klesa adhikatarastesham ab bhaktya sakta chetasam. Those who are attached to the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, their business is very troublesome. Very troublesome. Not like that, chanting, dancing and eating. It is very nice. That is very troublesome. Speculate, this is not, this is not, this is not Brahma, this is not Brahma, go on. And the result you have to achieve by working so hard for many, many lives, you will have to come to Krishna. Bhavanam, Jirvanam, Ante, Gyanaman, Prabhadate. This morning we have been discussing this sloka. So, here also, Bhagavad says that tasmādekena manasa, with your one attention, tasmādekena manasa, Bhagavān sātatāṁ kṛti. You have to fix your mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sātatāṁ kṛti. Sātatāṁ kṛti is the master of the devotees. Which Bhagavān? There are many Bhagavān. Because nowadays, we have manufactured many Bhagavān. But here it is said that Bhagavān means sātatāṁ kṛti, who is accepted by great devotees, just like Brahmā, Śiva, not that by ordinary public one has been accepted, here is incarnation of God. No. So that God is Krishna. That conception of God is Krishna. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find matta nannat paratanam asti. Krishna says that there is nothing beyond me. There is nothing beyond me. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravattate. I am the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravattate. Everything emanates from me. Iti matva. One who knows this, iti matya, bhajante ma, buddha bhava samannita. Those who are actually learned, he knows it and therefore he becomes my devotee. In the Brahma Sangita also it is stated, Ishara Parama Krishna. There are many gods. But who is the Supreme God? The Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Parama means the Supreme. You may be your God, I may be God, and there are many gods. But Krishna is the Supreme God. Nobody is above him. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda. He has no cause. Anadi. He is causeless. We have got cause. He is causeless. Anadi Radi Govinda. Govinda means he is pleasure of, he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Govinda. Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Cause of all causes. So here it is said that Bhagavan, who is Sattvatana Prati, that means there are many great, great devotees, stalwart devotees, acharyas and teachers, and for all of them, he is the master. Sattvatana Prati, and what is to be done about him? Srotavya. You have to hear about him. Where I can hear? Oh, when he speaks himself. Why don't you hear there? How can you know the Supreme, the cause of all causes? And nobody can explain. But when he explains himself, you can hear. That is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is explaining himself. Suppose if you want to know me or know something about me, you can ask some friend, how is Samiji? he may say something, other may something. But when I explain to you myself, this is my position, I am this, that is perfect. That is perfect. So, if you want to know the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot speculate, neither meditate. It is not possible, because your senses are very imperfect. So, what is the way? They just hear from Him. So He has kindly come to save Bhagavad Gita, Srotavya. Just try to hear. Srotavya and Kirtitavya. If you simply hear, and hear in the class of Krishna consciousness, and go outside and forget, oh, that is not nice, that will not make you improve. Then, what is Kirtitavya? So whatever you are hearing, you should say to others. That is what. Therefore, you have established back to God. The students are allowed. Whatever they are hearing, they must be thoughtful and right. Kirtitabhasya. Not only simply hearing, oh, I am hearing for millions of years, still I cannot understand. Because you do not chant, you do not repeat what you have heard. You have to repeat. Kirtitabhasya, Srotavya, Kirtitabhasya, Dhyaya. And how can you write or how you can speak unless you think of it? You are hearing about Krishna, you have to think, then you can speak, otherwise not. So, Srotavya, Kirtitabhasya, Dhyaya and Pujyasya, and you should worship. Therefore, you require this deity for worship. We have to think of, we have to speak, we have to hear, we have to worship, Pujyasya. Then, occasionally, no, nitya sao. Regular. Nitya sao. This is the process. So, if anyone who adopts this process, he can understand the Absolute Truth. This is the clear declaration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Any questions? You can ask any question, what you have heard, yes.
What is the source of light? Not the ordinary light, I'm referring to it in the spiritual sense of the word.
What?
What is the source of light? I don't mean to ask you, Brahma is the source of light. For example, I mean, could sound create light?
Yes. Sound create light, that is scientific truth. From ether, sound is created. From sound, fire is created. From fire, from sound, air is created. From air, fire is created. And from fire, water is created. From water, land is created. This is nature's law. But where the ether is created, that you have to search out. If you go upstairs where ether is created, then you come to God. Therefore, from God everything is created. Ether is the subtle form of matter. Then it becomes grosser. So the grossest is this material, this matter, I mean the earth. And the finest in the material is the ether. And finer than the ether is the mind. And finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is the soul. And who is the source of soul? The Supreme Lord. Therefore the Supreme Lord is everything.
Somebody said Christ died in India.
What is that?
Somebody, I heard or read somewhere that Christ had studied in India. Is this true?
Yes, I have also heard, but I do not know whether it is true. Maybe, because India is the place of learning from China, from other places, from Greece. The history says they used to go to India, so quite possible. And I have heard from reliable sources that Christ was absent from his home for 12 years and he went to India for studying. Maybe. Yes. Yes.
Well, you mentioned about how you should fulfill the supreme law and you should be what your spirit tells you or what this supreme being, whatever this tells you. I mean, if you meditate a lot, you know, and then you feel something that you should do something. You know?
Oh, it is not something, it must be actual fact.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
there is no question of something.
Well,
something is vague.
Well,
you must speak. What is that something?
To live in...
That you cannot express. That means you have no idea. So you have to learn. This is the process. I'm speaking of the process. So if you want to have knowledge of absolute truth, the first thing is, basic principle is faith. Oh. Then you must be thoughtful. Then you must be devoted. And you must hear from authentic sources. Oh. In this way, these are the different methods. And when you come to the ultimate knowledge, from Brahma platform to Paramatma platform, then Paramatma to the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, then your duty shall be to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. That is the perfection of your active life. These are the process. These are the process and it is concluded that therefore everyone, never mind what he is duty to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how we can satisfy? We have to hear about him, we have to speak about him, we have to think about him, we have to worship him, and that is regular. That will make help you. If you have no worship, if you have no thought, if you have no hearing, if you have no speaking, and you are simply thinking of something, 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 that something, it is not God.
I'm still young and I didn't know
when I don't know what I'm saying. That I am speaking, that you have to know in this process. We are all don't know. So we have to know, this is the process. Yes.
Since we don't yet understand the Supreme Law, because we're young and just new to this, how can we speak about it without saying false?
Therefore you have to hear. First thing is Srotavya, you have to hear. Unless you hear, how can you speak? We are therefore giving you facility to hear. You hear and then you can speak. Then you can think. We are giving all facilities to hear, to speak, to think, to worship. This is the society's work. Unless you hear, how can you speak? The first task is given. Sutabhyo kirtitabhasya dhiya pujyasya nittasa. These are the process. You have to hear, and hearing, you have to repeat, chant, and then you have to think, you have to worship. These are the processes. Yes.
Let me see. So we can hear, but do we speak, or do we listen for a long time and then speak? Or do we?
No. Why? Suppose you hear two lines. You repeat that two lines. Now, anything, suppose leaving aside everything. Now hear Hare Krishna. Or you can chant Hare Krishna. What is the difficulty there? Srotavya kirtitam vascha. You have to hear and chant. So if you cannot remember all the topics which are speaking from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can at least remember this Hare Krishna. Therefore, it is the easiest process. You hear Hare Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. Then other things will come automatically. Now, this is possible for everyone. Even the child can repeat Hare Krishna. What is the difficulty? You hear Hare Krishna and you chant Hare Krishna. We are not giving you very difficult, troublesome task. Then everything will follow. We are giving you everything. But if you feel in the beginning to be difficult, then you can do this. This is very nice. Hare Krishna. We are doing that actually. Somebody is speaking and hearing and chanting. This process will help you. Savanam kirtanam visna smaranam padasivanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham atmanivedanam. This savanam, hearing and chanting, is the basic principle of advancement in spiritual life. Without hearing, we shall simply concoct, simply waste our time and mislead people. We have to hear from the authoritative source.
So soon our kirtan is gone. Yes, just that with the kirtan just now. You will follow? You begin, and when you are tired, you hand over to others, it will go on. Yes, that's it. Before this.
Bring that before. Yes. So each and everyone, so whatever they contribute, this is it. Take the, yes, like this, yes. So everyone. Bhagavad has recommended hearing, chanting, thinking, hearing, chanting, thinking, and worshipping. The process which we just now introduced on the advent of Jagannath Swami. Now this temple is now completely fixed. So this worshipping process, this is the worshipping process. By light, this is called Aratri. So at the end of Kirtan, this Aratri will go, and the worshipping process is to take the heat of the light, and whatever your condition is, pay something for the worship. So this simple process, if you follow, you just see how you realize the absolute truth. Another that I request you, all the devotees, when you come to the temple, you bring one fruit and one flower. If you can bring more fruit, more flower, it is very good. If not, it is not very expensive, one fruit and one flower, and offer to the deity. So I request you, when you come to the temple, you bring this. Whatever fruit it may be, it does not mean that you have to bring very costly fruit. Any fruit, whatever you can afford, one fruit and one flower. Yes, now you can distribute prasadam. Very nice preparation.
All glories to the cookers. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. How are you? Repeat this.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume.
Yes. This should be chanted. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. Oh, why is going on? Ask him to come. Please take prasadam. Give him.